Hello, it's Musso turning please again on an AboveTopSecret.com podcast. This is my second one, so you don't need to be nice to me now. And what I wanted to talk about was my experience of the UK's teaching strike on Thursday. First of all, I want to make the point that I'm not a member of the union that actually went on strike. I'm a member of the other one, so I was actually in school. So instead of being in at 6:30, 7 o'clock as I usually am, we didn't have to be until 9 o'clock. Fab. So, I was in for 7 o'clock as usual. You know what it's like, you can't sleep. You think, oh, I need to get up. I even do it on Saturdays. So, strike day, I'm still awake normal time. Got up, went into work, nobody's there. No picket line, which you wouldn't expect that time of day anyway, really, would you? No other staff in yet, so I sat there. Did some work. Nice and peaceful. Anyway, eventually, like 5 to 9, everybody rolls in. It's ridiculous. Right, let me explain first of all. The kids who were coming in, well, year 9, year 11, they were told they could come in optionally and do stuff. What stuff? Who knows? We're not allowed to set cover work, we're not allowed to do cover for colleagues who are on strike, right? So what the hell are the management thinking, saying, yeah, year 9, year 11, you can come in, knowing full well that those of us who are in the other union aren't going to be able to do anything with them. So they start rolling in. 25 kids in the whole school. 20 of them year 11s. Okay, fair enough, they got the exams coming up. You think, yeah, come in. Do some work. The hardest thing I had to do that morning was say to one lad who came in, okay, yeah, go and get yourself a computer, do some work, I would love to work with you, but I'm not allowed. It was awful. I would have done, but you've got to think about your colleagues, haven't you? And what's going to happen if it gets out that, oh, you went and worked with a kid that another teacher's meant to teach? Not going to be popular. I mean, I'm not anyway, but who cares? You know, it's just going to cause issues. Anyway, that was 9 o'clock in the morning. I was supposed to have year 11 at 9:45. So I roll up to my classroom. Wait, the 20 kids, not one of them is mine. So what do? I do what any sensible man would do. Plug in his laptop into the interactive whiteboard, plug it into the sound system, put on The Empire Strikes Back. It's fantastic. Own cinema. Sat there, marked some books, watched The Empire Strikes Back. Until I went out, walked along the corridor, got some coffee, whatever crap it. Not actually sure what it is. It's dark, it goes in water, does the job. Anyway, walking back, and there's some teaching assistants going into the classroom next door with a stereo. They had to be in work as well, but they decided to make good use of their time by decorating the classrooms. Anyway, they plug in the stereo and they put Mika on, some crap like that. Like, right, this is war. Back into my classroom. Unpause Empire Strikes Back. Shut down the VLC player. YouTube. What shall I listen to? Bit of Lieback, then a bit of Combi Christ, bit of Pantera, followed by some of the Berserker. They were banging on the walls, it was fantastic. Anyway, that took me up till 12 o'clock. We were allowed to go at 1. I was bored by that point, so I went down to the staff room, covered myself up with my big long coat, curled up on one of the couches, had a doze for an hour. Somebody woke me up, said, right, we can go now. I was like, great. Went home. That was it. That was my strike day. Waste of energy, a waste of kids who actually wanted to be there, and in a way, it was a waste of industrial action. Yeah, there was marches on the TV, but I know for a fact that most teachers who were on strike that day, A, went to the pub, B, went shopping, C, didn't get out of bed, or D, sat there and picked their toenails. Nobody cared. Nobody really gave a damn about the issue. They just wanted a day off. It's sad. It reflects badly on my profession. But, you know, what can you do? To be honest though, if I was in that union, I probably would have resigned before I went on strike. I'm not a fan of striking. It just reminds me of old people from Yorkshire going, well, rabbiting on about nothing in particular and then shouting at one another and spitting on one another going, "Scab, I tell you for a fact, if there had have been a picket line and somebody had have called me a scab or done anything to try and intimidate me from going into work, I would have knocked them out. I'm sorry, I'm there for the kids. As far as I'm concerned, I get paid enough, right? It keeps me in beer." Well, it would if it hadn't a run-up, you know, debt when I was a student. But anyway, "it keeps me in beer. Keeps me in smokes. It's a lot better than a lot of people I know earn. So what the hell are we really whinging about? Get on with it. If you want to get a well-paid job, go back and retrain as a damn lawyer. That's what I trained in first. I could have been earning hundreds of thousands of pounds a year now, but I'm not because I do the damn job for the kids. Sod the rest of it. You don't get into teaching for the money. Anybody knows that. You do it because you want to work with the kids, you want to make a difference, and you want long holidays. Admittedly, you spend most of them thinking, I should be working, and then in a mad panic at the end of the summer holidays think, shit, better do some work, and cram it all into 2 days. But, you know, theoretically you're meant to be doing some work at least. But that was my view on the teaching strike. It was a waste of a day for me. It was a waste of the day for the kids who could have been in learning. The only people who got something out of it were the slightly more militant teachers who decided to go and march. I don't know for sure, but I'd love to do some kind of survey and find out how many of them just went to the pub, the gym or shopping. I bet you it was quite a high number of them. Anyway, that's it. I just wanted to share my thoughts with you. I'm going to sign off. I'm going to pour myself another beer. And I'm going to see who's in ATS chat. Anyway, thanks for listening. Nothing earth-shaking. Nothing too interesting. But hey, that's life. Take care. Bye-bye.